The Holy Gospel appointed for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the sixth chapter, beginning with verse 1. Jesus went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue. And many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joses, and Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and among his relatives and in his own household." And he could do no mighty work there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again not to reject others as Jesus was rejected by his own hometown and in his own house in Nazareth. The words of Jesus himself, only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house, is a prophet without honor. Yes, Father, today we are encouraged by the Holy Spirit to forgive others when they reject us, and to forgive us when we reject others. Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Mark, the sixth chapter, with special attention to the following verses. And on the Sabbath, Jesus began to teach in the synagogue. And many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What's the wisdom that has been given him, that he even does miracles? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters living here with us?" And they took offense at Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house is a prophet without honor." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, my personal Savior and the Lord of a Christian life, have you ever been rejected by others? What would you say right now? Think about it for just a moment. Yes, have you ever been rejected by others? I'm sure all of us have, haven't we? Yes, we have. It happens at home. at school, in the community we live in, and sometimes even in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we are rejected by others, it certainly doesn't make us feel very good about ourselves, does it? No, it doesn't. As a matter of fact, it makes us feel very unwanted, unappreciated. It also hurts our self-esteem, our self-confidence. Sometimes we're rejected because of the way we look, or the way we walk, or the way we talk. Sometimes because of something we did that people did not approve or agree with, or even for that matter, because of something we said that made a few people uncomfortable and very upset and angry at us. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does, doesn't it? It happens to all of us. This is especially true when we are rejected by our own family. I have experienced that. Sometimes a friend, a neighbor. Because then it really hurts, doesn't it? Yes, it does. It hurts us very deeply. As a matter of fact, I have experienced rejection many a times in my life and also in the parish ministry over the years. And I'm sure that you have experienced it also, every one of you here this morning, either by someone in your own family, a friend, a neighbor, or someone in our community. Well, that's precisely what happened to Jesus as he went back to his hometown in Nazareth, where he grew up as a child, as a teenager, as a young man until the age of 30, working with his father Joseph as a carpenter. As a matter of fact, take a look at your bulletin this morning, the cover of our bulletin. Did Jesus receive a hometown welcome? Welcome to fabulous Nazareth, hometown of Jesus. The answer is no. His own people did not welcome him home to Nazareth. On the contrary, they rejected him. We read in the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 4 that Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up as a child. Then he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, to read from the prophet Isaiah. Jesus even began to teach in the synagogue in Nazareth, and many who heard him were amazed. As a matter of fact, we read in our text for today that many who heard him were astonished, marveled at his teaching. Where did this man get these things? What's this wisdom that has been given to Jesus that he even does miraculous signs and wonders? But some of them began to doubt, to question his words and his authority to perform miracles. Others began to complain and grumble and whine, especially when Jesus began to say, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." How dare he say that? In the Gospel of St. John, we read that they even said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'? How dare he?" Yes, isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary and Joseph? The words in our text for today, "Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters living here with us?" As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of St. John, even one of Jesus' own disciples, Nathanael, questioned Jesus' credentials as the Messiah. How can anything good come out of Nazareth? How could it? Even though Philip, the other disciple, told Nathanael, we have found him of whom Moses wrote about, and about whom the prophets also wrote. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Yes, they all began to doubt and question his credentials. They were skeptical of Jesus' message, and especially his power and authority to heal the sick. Even though they had heard reports that he was healing people in Capernaum, not too far away from Nazareth, but they still weren't quite sure if he was truly the Messiah. Some of them even took offense at him. And how does Jesus respond to their criticism, their rejection of him? Does Jesus get angry? Does he get upset with them? Does he retaliate an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth? No, Jesus is very calm, unlike many of us. And he doesn't retaliate. He says, surely you will quote this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. Do here, Jesus, in your hometown, what we have heard you did in Capernaum. In other words, if you're able to heal the sick in Capernaum, do them also here in your own hometown in Nazareth. But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, their motives, their bad intentions, told them bluntly, I tell you the truth, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. And that included Jesus. Jesus said to them, only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house is a prophet without honor. Can you imagine that? What if you came back to your hometown and you were rejected by all the people who knew you as a child, as a teenager, as a young man or woman? We wouldn't feel very good about it, would we? Imagine how Jesus felt as the Son of Man, one of us. He felt horrible, so disappointed. We're told in the Gospel of John, he came to that which was his own, and his own did not receive him. How sad. How troubling. His own did not receive him. That's why Jesus didn't perform any miracles in Nazareth. Because of their lack of faith, their unbelief. Imagine unbelief. Even though he did heal some of them. Anyway, as a matter of fact, Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith, at their anger displayed against him, as reported in the Gospel of Luke. We're told that they rose up and drove him out of town. Let's get rid of Jesus, to throw him down the hill so that they could kill him. But to their surprise, their astonishment, they weren't able to get rid of Jesus or throw him down the cliff, because Jesus walked right through them, just like that. They couldn't touch him. They couldn't harm him. We're told in the Gospel of Luke chapter 4, but Jesus walked right through them and went on his way. Yes, how sad. They just weren't ready to receive one of their own as their Messiah, a true son of Nazareth. They rejected him. They did not understand the purpose of Jesus coming into this world, to save us from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. They just did not understand that or accept it. His own town in Nazareth. They just did not understand that Jesus had come not only to save them as the people and the house of Israel, but also outsiders, the Gentiles of the world, including Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector. When Jesus said of him, "Today salvation has come to this house because this man, Zacchaeus, is also a son of Abraham." For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. As a matter of fact, Jesus made it very clear to the people of Israel and the people in Nazareth, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns also, because that is what and why I was sent. And yet, in spite of their rejection, anger, and wrath, Jesus still loved them, and Jesus forgave them for rejecting Him by being unselfish and concerned only about themselves as the house of Israel. Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me here this morning? Are we any different than they were when they rejected Jesus? No, we're not. We're not innocent. We're also guilty. Sometimes we're also tempted in our weakness, as imperfect as we are, to reject others because of who they are, or what they did, or how they look, or the way they talk or walk. And yet God also forgives us this morning for having those feelings, temptations. He offers us His unending love and forgiveness and compassion as we repent and confess our sins, as we did this morning during the act of confession and God's absolution at His altar. To repent and accept others, no matter who they are. Whether they're young or old, male or female, white or black or purple or any other color or ethnic origin. That is also true when we are rejected by others because of how we look, how we talk, or something else about us. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit to always follow the example of Jesus as He was rejected by His own people in Nazareth. To forgive us when we reject others and to forgive those who reject us. The words of St. John in his first letter, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And most importantly, Jesus says, if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. This is especially true today as we once again partake of the Holy Sacrament, as we receive the true body and the true blood of Jesus, as we kneel, receive His forgiveness and the blessed promise of eternal life one day in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, Jesus was rejected for us. And as Scott said during the children's sermon, even His own disciples denied Him, betrayed Him, ran away concerned only about themselves. As Jesus said from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. That's the kind of Jesus we have. We have a wonderful Jesus. Let's never take Jesus for granted. Remember, He's not only our Lord and Savior, He is our best friend. When we have rejection from others, He's always going to be there for us. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.